Yes, Mishnah says like this: Hanevi get, if a shliach is carrying a get to give it to the wife, v'yovad himenu, and on the way the shliach lost the get. So it depends. Motzo liyalta kosher. If the shliach finds the get right away, then we say it's the same get that he lost, and still like written lishmo for this wife, he can use it. But v'yimlav posel, if he can't find it right away, but he first finds it later on, then it's possible. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what's called later on. But the psul is that we're afraid maybe his get he really lost. And this is somebody else's get that he found. And it was not called written lishma for this wife. So therefore the locher is the get is possible. What about the motzo b'chafisa oibe deluskuma? Let's say he finds the get even in a long time, but he finds in special type of kelim that he has a siman on it, he can recognize it, that this kli is his kli, or else im akiroi, or else he has tfias ayin, that he can look at the shtar and he recognizes that this is the shtar that he lost, then the law is his kosher. Then we say, even though we found it in a long time from now, still this for sure is the same get that he was given, and this is the right wife to give it over to, and therefore the get is kosher. So Gemara says like this, a reminder, we have a kasha. There's a locha, motzo, gite, noshim, v'shachruri, avodim. If you find in the street a get isha, or a shichur, avodim means a star to free an eved kanani, daitiki, a will, or else matana is a present that even a healthy person is giving for shovrin, or else you find a receipt in the street, so locha is hareze lo yachzer. You're not supposed to return these type of shtaros to the bailim. Why? Shani Yoimia, because I'm afraid to say like that ksuvim hoyu, these shtaros were written up, but the owner, the bailam of the shtar, decided not to use the shtar. Let's say the husband, he decided maybe not to give his wife a get. So therefore the lochur is, you're not allowed to return this shtar to the husband, or else to give it over to the wife, because we're afraid maybe the husband changed his mind. Or all these cases, the one that's giving the present, maybe he changed his mind. So the diak is, though, if you would find the husband right now and ask him, do you want this get to be given to your wife still? If he would say, tenu, yes, go and give it to my wife, then the locher is, we could use this shtar. And it's mashma v'yachfilu l'zman meruba, even though it's in a long time from now. So you see that even though you find the get in a long time, still we say that's the same get that you lost, and it's called lishma, and you're allowed to use it. So Akamal Mishnah says, only if you find it lialta right away. So I'm a rabbi, instead I'll tell you like Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, kan b'mokim shashayoris mitsuyois, kan b'mokim shein hashayoris mitsuyois. It depends where you lost it. If you lost it in the place that a lot of people travel by, caravans travel by there, then we're not afraid maybe somebody else lost the get there also when you found his get. But if you lost it in a place and not too many people travel there, and then you find it even in a long time, then we'll say it's your shtar, your get that you lost. Now, further, the Gemara says that the afilu b'malkim shesheyoros mitsuyis, even in a place where the caravans do travel, I'll tell you also v'hu shehuchzaku shnei yosef ben shimon birachas. Our Mishnah also only means to say the shtar is possible if we know for sure there are two people in the city with the same name. But if we don't know for sure there are two people with the same name, then even though a lot of people travel by there, still if you find the get with your names on it, you're allowed to use it. And I'll bring you a proof now. Because if you're not going to say like this, then kashya the rabba, I'll tell you there's going to be a stira, rabba on rabba. Why? The Yehu Gita, there was a get. The Ishtak Echebe Dina the Ravuna. That was found in front of the Bezdin of Ravuna. It was written inside it, that this get was written up in this city, this is the name of the city. And the Yomar Rav Huna said, that we're afraid maybe this get really was written for somebody else in the same city like, and therefore you can't use the get, even though you find it later, you can't use it, maybe it was somebody else's. And this the Gemara says that the Yomar Le Rav Chizdul Rabba, that Rav Chizdul told Rabba, that puk v'yayin bo, go out and look into this halacha. De l'ruto, because at night time, boyilo minoch Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask you this question. So Nofig, he went out, doch, and he found the ashkach, and he found. The Tanam will learn like this. Kol maisa bezdin, hareza yachzer. Any maisa bezdin, you're allowed to return, even though you find it in the street, still you're allowed to return it. So a thing that was done in bezdin, you're allowed to return it. Like Rashi says, what it means to say is, Kol Maisa Bezdin means, Amoytzi Shtar Makuyim. If you find the shtar mekuyim, you're allowed to return it, even though it was found a long time from now. Now the question is, I have a habedina, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna is bezdin dikemokim shashiyaros mitzuyas domi. It's like a place that people travel there. And still the kaposhtet yachs, and still he said, alochri, you're allowed to return it. So Ayinah Mishnah says you're not allowed to return it if you find it a long time from now. So before we wanted to answer, the answer is, if people travel there, people don't travel there. Now we see, even if people travel there, still you have the same halacha. So what you have to answer is Alma, the second teretz also. If we know for sure two Yosef and Shimon is living in the same city, and it's a Shmokim Shashiyaros Mitzuyas, then we're afraid. But if you're missing one of these two things, then it's okay, that's the halacha you're allowed to keep to get, even though you found it a long time. And Ovid Rab Uvda Behugita, the Ishtakach Bekitin, the Pampadisa, Kishmaite, that it happened once that Rab had a get that was lost and found in a long time, by the kitna, by the flax and Pumbadisa, and he passed in the way he said that the Maisa, you're allowed to return it. So now the Gemara explains the Maisa. That Ika the army, some say, Beduchta Hecha de Torah Kitna. We're talking about where the get was found, in the place where they soak the flax. In other words, people don't walk around there. It's not like in the marketplace where people walk around. Therefore, the Yafa Gav the Huchsaku, even though it was huchsak that there were two people in the city with the exact same name, still they returned the get. You know why? The Lo Shchichon Shayoto, because it's not Shchiach for the caravans to pass by there. In other words, like we said before, our Mishnah means that it's also to return it, to use it only if two problems were involved. First of all, that it's in a place where a lot of people pass by, and secondly, it's also Huchsaku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. But over here, since it was Huchsaku, you have to come on to the head towards, it was in a place where they soak the flax, there are not too many people pass by there. And others say, Vika the army, some say no. The case here was, the story was, Beduchta de Mizavne Kitna. We're talking about by the marketplace, the place where they sell the flax. If so, it's a mokum where people do pass by. So why was the mutter to use the shtar still? For Hushal Huchsaku, we're talking about in a place where it's not Huchsaku, we did not know that there were two people with the same name there. Or Shchichin Shayoros, even though it's Shchiach, people walk by there. It's common for a lot of people to walk by there. But still, again, it's mutter to use the shtar, again, since we don't have the second problem. It was not Huchsaku, two people with the same name, therefore it's mutter. First says Tanam, not like this. It says in our Mishnah, Hamei v'get, if a shliach does bring in a get, v'yavad hemen, when he lost it, imotsu liyaut, if he finds it right away, kosher, then he's allowed to use this a get. V'yimlav, but if he doesn't find it right away, then posel, the get is no good, even though he finds it later on, because we're afraid maybe this get came from somebody else, and he can't use it to give it to this wife, because it wasn't written for us. Shle lishmo. So this the Gemara says, now reminu, ahabakasha. It says Alocha that Motzo get Isha Beshuk. If somebody finds a get Isha in the street, so Bizman Shehabal Moida Yaftal Isha. If the Baal agrees that yes, he wants to give his wife a get, and he told the Sefer to write up the get, so then we're allowed to give this get to the wife. What about Ein Habal Moida? Let's say the Baal does not agree, he does not want the get to be given, he says, otherwise he'll never have it written up or he changed his mind, then the Alocha is Lo Yachzer. We don't return it, lo lezeh. We don't give it back to the Baal, and we don't give it back to the Isha. So it's like a suffix, if this get is good or not, therefore we don't give it to neither, not to the Baal, not to the Isha, like Rashi speaks out, to Shalosh, she come on and exuber with it or not. So the kids, we don't use this get. But the Diyak is, though,